15. Ashton. The next hour is a blur as I sit in the front pew with Saint next to me. I'm glad I'm too fucked up to witness my brother take his chosen. I feel drunk. More than I did earlier when I arrived. I'm not sure if that's the orgasm or the actual liquor hitting me. I bled. I want to scream it to the world. Is it weird that I want to rub it in my mother's and her therapist's faces? Probably. But when you've been told you can't do something, you want to show them that you can, in fact, do it. And I did. I also got off. Saint made the pain feel good. I have never experienced anything like it. It was more than what I ever thought possible. My heavy eyes fall to my thigh, where Saint's hand rests. His ring with the Lord's crest on it feels cold against my burning skin. I have bruises. They cover my wrists and dot my thighs. I'm sure there are more that my dress currently covers. After he finished with me, he untied me and slipped my dress back on, leaving the cuffs in place, along with the plug. I can feel his cum inside me. My thighs are slick with a mixture of both our cum and sweat. They still shake. It was like an earthquake hit my body. If I had been standing, it would have put me on my knees. Hell, he had to help me to my seat. Saint taps my thigh before standing. I look up, and my heavy eyes scan the room to see that Hayden is done with his chosen. He was the last to go. I know of her from Barrington, but we're not close. All the lords stand from the pews and make their way out of the cathedral. I stay seated, afraid my feet won't be able to hold me up. They hurt from my heels, not to mention my legs are jello. Saint stands in front of me, softly talking to Cashton. His chosen kneels on the floor behind him. Her arms are tied behind her back, and she's still naked. I don't know her. Never seen her before. The lords have different rankings within their society. Only the best of the best is gifted to the Spade brothers, so she has to be someone important, or at least her father is. Take my brother's chosen, for example. Her father is a congressman. She's an only child, and as far as I know, she hates my brother. I've only met her once at a party, and she told me she hated me and my family. I wanted to apologize, but couldn't bring myself to say the words. I hate my family most days, too.
Come on.
Saint orders, grabbing my hand and pulling me to my feet. The heels making it 10 times harder to stand on my shaky legs. Where are we going? I ask. I honestly wasn't prepared to make it this far, so I have no clue what happens now. Do we go to his place? Mine? He cups my cheek, and I look up at his mask-covered face, but he doesn't answer. I'm only greeted with silence. This is how it'll be from here on out. I'll ask questions, and he'll keep things from me. He ushers me into his room and shuts the door behind him when I hear a lock. Saint? Turning around, he places his lips on mine, and I moan into his mouth. His hands grip my shaking thighs, and he picks me up. I wrap my legs around his hips as he spins us around, and he shoves my back into the door. I pull away from the kiss, gasping, and cry out. His lips drop to my neck, and I lean my head to give him better access. Please, I beg him to fuck me again. He pulls me from the door and walks me to his bed. Tossing me onto it, he shoves my dress up my body, not even bothering to take it off, and crawls onto the bed, spreading my legs. He goes to put his head between my legs, and I grip his hair. Wait. He looks up at me, green eyes shining and a naughty smile on his face.
Are you about to tell me no?
He runs his tongue along his upper teeth in the sexiest way that makes my cum-filled pussy clench. A chosen isn't allowed to tell her lord no, I say breathlessly. Softly chuckling, he lowers his lips to my neck.
You can use whatever words you like, sweetheart, but just know I'm going to do whatever I want to you.
He gently kisses my flushed skin, and I arch my back, my nails digging into his back, pulling on his shirt. But I gasp when his hand moves between our bodies, and he plays with my pussy.
But what?
He asks, trailing kisses along my jawline. This is what I've wished for so long. My body vibrates with joy. I bled. Swallowing, I add, and his fingers stop. He sits up and stares down at me. The coldness in his eyes makes me nervous. No more playful saint.
What about it?
He asks, his voice now flat. Swallowing nervously, I say, the blood, you were going to... A smile spreads across his face, and he laughs once more. I wonder about the change of attitude all of a sudden.
Sweetheart, I don't give a fuck about that. If I want to fuck your cunt with my tongue, I'm going to do so.
Heat rises up my neck, and my cheeks flush at his words. He stands off the bed, grabs my arm, and forces me to sit. He removes my dress and then pushes me onto my back, spreading my legs wide. He places his lips to my inner thigh and kisses his way up my sensitive skin. I'm shaking uncontrollably with nervousness and from the orgasm he gave me during the vow ceremony. I should be embarrassed, but I have no control over my body right now. It's wanted him for too long. Oh God, I pant, my hands digging into his hair as I feel his lips cover my pussy. A deep suction has me bucking my hips. Saint, I fist his hair and his fingers dig into my legs, pinning them down painfully. And I lift my head to look down at him. His eyes are open and staring up at me over my pussy. Slowly, he licks upward and my heart races at how fucking sexy he is. Please. My head falls to the bed, and I push his head down again, needing to feel that suction again. But he's stronger and pulls back.
So greedy.
He slaps my pussy, and my legs close as I cry out, jerking on the bed. The lingering sting has me panting. Fuck, Saint. He shoves my legs open and does it again. I scream, heat rising along my skin, and my nipples harden.
Keep your legs open for me, sweetheart. Can you do that?
I nod quickly, taking in a deep breath. Yes.
Good girl.
He places my hands on my inner thighs and tells me to.
Hold them.
He slaps his belt on my pussy, and I arch my back, a cry ripping from my throat as my pussy throbs. He does it again, and I bite my trembling lip. He slaps it a third time, and I'm practically convulsing as tears fall down the side of my face.
So pretty.
He rubs his fingers up and down my swollen and throbbing pussy.
You're so fucking wet, Ash. I'm going to spend every fucking day inside you.
A wish come true. My eyes are closed, and I'm sobbing from the sting, the pain, the pleasure. It's all too much at once. As if I'm a rubber band pulled tight that needs to be released. I feel his lips on my pussy again, but he's soft, tenderly kissing and licking it.
You taste amazing, sweetheart.
Then he's sucking and biting. I'm gasping, my skin on fire as I hold my legs open for him to torture me in the best way. Saint, I gasp, and my back arches off the bed when I feel it again. Same as before. I'm unable to finish the sentence because my breath is taken away when I feel the wave.
Come on my face, Ash.
He growls before he's unable to speak because he's buried between my legs. And I explode.
Saint. I lick my lips, looking over her shaking body. She's gasping and crying, rolling over onto her side. She brings her legs up to her chest, and I open the top drawer of my dresser and grab what I need. Pushing her onto her stomach, I yank her arms behind her back, and she doesn't fight as I fasten the double-ended bolt snap in place, securing her arms behind her back. She still wears the cuffs on her ankles and wrists from the ceremony. They won't be coming off this weekend. I roll her onto her back, crushing her arms underneath her, and position myself between her shaking legs. I push them farther apart and reach down to her butt plug. I pull on it, and she starts screaming my name. "You're okay, Ash. Just relax."
"Please, don't,"
she begs. My girl is overwhelmed. I expected this, though. She was forced to fuck in front of a crowd full of people, two being her father and brother. She's come twice since she arrived at Carnage, and once in her closet before she got here. And I've been rougher than you should be with a virgin on her tight cunt, and now I'm going to take her ass. After this, I'll clean us both up in the shower and then take her mouth. She will pass out eventually, but that won't stop me. I twist the plug before slowly pulling it out, and she whimpers. Grabbing the lube I had pulled out of the nightstand, I pour it over my cock and some drips onto the bed as I make a mess. I close the lid and put it to the side, not wanting to toss it on the floor. I'm going to need it again before the night is over. "I'm sorry, sweetheart," I say, leaning over her shaking body. Her heavy eyes open to look up at me and she sniffs.
"For what?"
she asks softly. "I'm going to fuck your ass now, Ash, and it's going to hurt." Her eyes widen and she shakes her head.
"Saint, please."
I push the head of my cock into her tight ass and her screams fill the room while I groan at how fucking good it feels. I've been dreaming of this day. Every fucking time I saw her, I imagined this. "You're doing so good." I push farther and she arches her neck and back. "The more you fight, the tighter it is, Ash, and it just makes me force it." I tell her, although I'm not complaining. "Fuck, it feels good, sweetheart. So fucking good." I look down to watch my cock slide out before I push into her again. The plug wasn't enough to stretch her as wide as I needed, but it was better than no prep at all. "Look at you, sweetheart," I say over her cries. "Your ass is taking my cock so well. Look at you being a good whore." I let out a deep growl when I slide in deeper. "More than halfway," I inform her, and she gasps. Placing her shaking legs over my shoulders, I lean over her trembling body and place one hand over her mouth, and the other slides underneath her neck, reaching up to her head and gripping a handful of dark hair. I yank her head back, exposing her neck to me, and I start to move. Her face is wet from tears and drool, making my hands slippery, so I dig my fingers into her cheeks to hold it in place. "Your cunt is full of my cum, sweetheart, and soon your ass will be too." She breathes heavily from her nose because I allow it and mumbles unintelligible words into my hand. I move my hips back and forth, getting more and more forceful as her ass opens up for me to take it as hard as I want.